For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Down in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need a lot of shine. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine.
Welcome to episode 410 of 4th and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn. And today we're talking some new. I mean, Howie does not let people sleep around these parts of the earth.
He's relentless.
Sweat is staying, and Kenny Pickett trade is what we are talking about today. Now, if you guys have been on socials, you'll immediately saw that Ian Rappaport tweeted out Eagles pass rusher Josh Sweat is staying in Philly. Sources tell me he's agreed to terms on a restructured contract, which is about $10 million right now. He has incentives up to $13 million. So obviously he's got his guaranteed money. And the other question that Eagle fans are now asking, what does that mean for Hassan Reddick? Now, I feel like we're up in the air. I mean, how are you feeling, Ev?
To be honest with you, I don't know what to feel about the Hassan Reddick situation right now. You know, there was one straggler tweet out there that is maybe saying that we're going to be able to work it out. But other than that, I don't know. The money situation is looking a little bit tight right now. But Howie Roseman, like we were saying last night, is a wizard. I wouldn't be surprised if he was able to get it done, to be honest with you.
I think if you're talking about going all in, and if you,
that's
you
could, what all signs are pointing to right now.
If you could work some out with Hassan, and then frees up more money, because right now he has got the biggest cap hit on the team. So if you can break that down, that gives us a little bit more money, and that could potentially mean, you know, he's throwing more money somewhere else. That would be nice. Now, we thought today was just going to be a relaxing, chill day. You know, Howie does Howie things. And we have now signed a Eagles fan. You might be confused a little bit. But this guy, Kenny Pickett, from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Small hand clap.
clap it up for him. Also an Eagle fan. Now, it's funny, shout out to Chris Malley. Me and Chris Malley ran into Kenny Pickett at the Senior Bowl 2 years ago, and he talked about his he was invited to come see the Eagles play with his dad. They found out, you know, they knew he was an Eagles fan, but right, the fact that he was actually talking about the Eagles like an Eagles fan, so it was interesting. I know Chris Malley got a photo with him after we had spoke with him. But it's just interesting the fact that, you know, I actually on the couple pods ago, I talked about the same scenario about bringing in the backup quarterback via trade and then the lower cap hit, which is probably nothing compared to bringing in other veterans. I mean, he does have some starts under his belt. How did you feel immediately when you heard about the trade?
I feel like a lot different than a lot of other people. When that news initially hit the timeline on Twitter, there was a lot of people, it felt like we're not too happy with Kenny Pickett. We're not too happy with us going and getting him. I think that it's not much of a talent difference, honestly, than Marcus Mariota. I think that It's a guy that he could is still young and moldable, and he was a first round pick. I mean, I think it's kind of wild that after trading for Russell Wilson, and the collapse that he had in Denver, that the Pittsburgh Steelers are so willing to move on from their first round guy from just a few years ago. So it's not like I think that Kenny Pickett is at all going to cause any controversy with Jalen Hurts, but I think it's a good backup to have.
Now, I am bringing in his contract so you can see it for yourself, what that looks like. Shout out to SpotTrack. So his contract right now looks like this. This is his contract. So we're in the 2024 season. His base salary is $1.983 million. So his cap hit, you know,
less than $2
million for a backup quarterback. Now, originally when I talked about this scenario, I was mentioning kind of like, you know, I was like, hear me out, you know, whole, if you're going to trade for Justin Fields and you had a, you wanted a quarterback with upside just in case Hurts got hurt,
right?
No pun intended, but I'm just saying, you know, everyone was like, ah, you know, I don't want the controversy, but again, I'm, you know, it doesn't make you feel better that now you have, this is the same scenario I was talking about, but here we are with Kenny Pickett. So does that make you, does it, from a football standpoint, I'm just saying, does it make you feel better that you have a lesser?
It does. Gail, you have to understand, as I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan that just went through this, I think that Jalen Hurts is built completely, both physically and mentally, different than Carson Wentz. However, I still have an open wound from that entire situation where we had what we thought was the franchise guy, and then all of a sudden this new guy comes in and kind of, you know, people started asking for him after Carson started struggling. So I've seen it happen before in recent years since we've won a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I bringing in Justin Fields to me just seemed like as soon as Jalen Hurts makes his first mistake of the year, people are going to be starting the Justin Fields train. Kenny Pickett, I don't think he's going to get that type of hype that is going to be chomping at Jalen Hurts' heels, while I still think Kenny Pickett is a solid backup. I think it's a win-win.
It's I mean, you know, it's
Nick Foles wasn't Justin Fields, talent-wise.
Yeah, but I
was a flash
in
the pan.
My thing is, I'm just thinking about the betterment of the team. But I guess you know, the controversial side of it really does stand out with some Eagle fans. Like, the number one thing I'm hearing from people, I didn't like the controversy that would probably be brought if you brought him in here. But again, Marissa says she's excited. She likes the pickup. You know, Davon is talking about we got to keep Reddick. I feel like
you'd be moist gang, bro.
That's man, I got memes ready.
Yeah.
Locked and ready to go
on deck.
For this Howie thing, for this Howie move. So how he's going to keep Reddick, because it opens up, it does open up more money. It will open up more money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, opening up more money. What did you have in mind? Another safety or something?
I don't remember.
If they let
Simmons out there marinate for a little bit, see his, he's not going to get what he wants. That would be interesting.
You extend Devontae. Would you be able to stretch that money out over the extension and potentially drop that our cap hit with him as well?
I definitely think we extend Devontae, but I think Devontae's seeing what people get paid out here too. Calvin Ridley got paid.
He's gonna get paid more than Calvin Ridley, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. But I think that move is probably next. I am waiting for this sign news.
You said to see a quarterback out there with two gloves.
There's that Burger King commercial where the guy's like, "Hey, I have small hands." I was at, you know, being at the Senior Bowl, all the news.
You shook his hand at all?
I did not. I did not shake his hand. I looked at the hands. Mm. But
you were peeping the hands.
When they had the hand measurements go out, everybody was the news, all the rage of like, he's got small hands. And I was like, God, this guy must feel like all these scouts looking at his hands like, this is weird. Yeah, definitely weird. Definitely pick is cheap and young.
Mariota, as Mark Bird is saying, was $5 million last year. So we're talking about a guy that less than $2 million.
This is how he works. I mean, you know, being a frugal guy like yourself, you should be excited about that. I think people are going to be interested to see how excited Prime is for these moves.
What's up, boy?
How you feel about these moves?
Oh man, today's just been nonstop. I mean, apologies for last night. Yeah, it was a real long day, long weekend. You know, once I got home, I was drained, so I take a nap. Shout out to the wifey for letting that, you know, be possible and everything. So I get up and then I see the Devon White news. I'm like, holy shit. And then, you know, I mean, I'm seeing all the messages that I miss, and then it's all leading into what's going on today. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited about the moves that's being made today. Today's definitely popping. Still a little bit confused about the whole Pickett pickup, but you know, hey man, right now we're all on board with the and Howie we trust.
We were just talking through it. We are Team Frugal Gang. I think I'm rubbing off on Howie, or Howie was rubbing off on me. Howie was there before I was. So I'm gonna say that less than $2 million in a cap hit for Kenny Pickett and a backup QB. Does that not move the needle at all for you, Prime?
Yeah, man. I mean, for sure. Because like I started looking at some of the breakdown. Because I mean, again, we were getting all mixed messages, and that's where a lot of the frustration was coming into. But as you see, you know, the actual facts to the whole trade, it looks like that the Steelers are picking up with the majority of the bill, and we're only going to go ahead and pretty much have to handle the scrap of it. So I like it. It's not really much of a hit on us. And, you know, yeah, we're looking at future picks in the 2025 and that, you know, we're giving up the third on this round, this year's draft. But, hey, it is what it is, man. And, yeah, you know, with the savings that we're going to be making out of all this, there's a couple of other moves that looks like might be in the works, or at least we're hearing. So, hey, bro, I'm excited, man. I feel like we're dreaming. Somebody pinched me. Like, I don't know. This shit is just it's just going too smooth. It really is.
Here's some numbers here. Adam Schefter said the trade terms per his sources. Steelers get pick number 98 and two 2025 seventh round picks. Eagles get Kenny Pickett and number 120. He said this is similar value that Washington got for Sam Howell. So
not bad. I mean, I don't think you're giving up a ton. Giving up that third is kind of brutal, but getting the fourth back in return.
Do you think Howie moves back in a second?
On the low. What?
You think Howie moves back in a second to recoup?
I mean, it's a possibility, but can I ask y'all a question before y'all even answer that? Like, I mean, with the facts of the moves that we're making in this, you know, in the free agency, like, is that really affecting us? I mean, like, is it kind of like leaving us at ease to be able to make a move like that? Or no matter what, like, is it really a damage to us?
What, that trading that third?
Yeah, I mean, like, the fact that we're making all these, you know, great moves in the free agency is like, do we really have to pay attention to that? I mean, I feel like we still have quite a bit in the draft that, you know, we can focus on.
Yeah. I mean, we do have the first and then the 2 seconds. So,
right.
You know, people, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that third, like, technically, is it really hurting?
I mean, for a draft geek, you're like,
yeah. I mean, going from day two to day three, you know.
I mean, day one's always the exciting day. Two and three, yeah, for draft geeks such as Gale. Yeah, I can see it being a
hurt piece. David says, don't forget, we also have four comp picks. We have plenty of opportunity to trade back into the third round.
It's true.
So, I mean, you know, my thing is, Howie's going to Howie, and I expected him to do something. And again, I mean, I would have mentioned the last couple pods ago about the same scenario. Like, for them to get a cheaper, you know, I didn't want to pay, you know, I actually wanted Jacoby Brissett. A more experienced backup.
But he was already.
He signed with the Pats. But I mean, what we're paying for.
So you wanted Justin Fields or Jacoby Brissett?
You know, I'm just saying it would have been if they were willing to put him on the street. Yeah, obviously, I wouldn't mind having.
If they were willing to put who on the street?
Fields. If they cut Field, like, obviously they're not gonna. They knew he had value, trade value. But I'm saying, but we did, and we just made a trade. So
yeah, I mean, it's like I told you on Tuesday. I wasn't for the whole Justin Fields. I'm out on that one because I just didn't want no more drama, man.
I'm waiting on this this analytic news.
There goes Pete.
Well, my thing is like, it's funny that they said that that Pickett wanted out, right?
Yeah. I mean ever since the Russell news came in, yeah, he wanted out, supposedly, right?
You know, and I feel like, do you feel like, again, do you think Hurts would be the same way as a Wentz?
I don't think he would break down mentally the same way that Wentz did.
Well, just be. Would you feel if?
But I will say if you brought in someone. I'm saying that the fan base would definitely be willing to jump to Fields quicker than I think they would Pickett. And so while I think that Hurts has the mental makeup to not, you know, break down like Wentz did, I will say that the voices might keep getting louder and louder if Hurts were to hit any sort of struggle throughout the season.
When I meant like if Hurts would exactly feel the same way as Wentz, I'm just saying, would, as a competitor, any competitor, if you bring somebody in, like they talk about Joe Montana when they brought in Steve Young, mm-hmm. and Joe Montana is like, I'm Joe Montana, but you still brought in Steve Young, which was a weird situation because Steve Young sat on the bench and marinated for a couple of years. But the fact that they ended up moving on from Joe Montana is wild. But I'm sure there was tension there, but it's just weird. Because I'm like, I'm just saying from like, I think Fields is a better option than Pickett.
I'm honestly more confused about Pittsburgh's perspective, to be honest with you. Like Pittsburgh trades for what did they see in Russell Wilson to trade for him and then feel like they're so confident in Russell Wilson and he's the guy?
I think I'm more confident. Go ahead.
We
can't hear you, Prime. Still can't hear you. I feel like that was a good move for them.
What? Why?
Why not?
I mean, I guess they acquired a third round pick, but that's they still need a backup. They do, and that was going to be their guy. They drafted a first round pick on him a couple of years ago. That's kind of a failure.
Maybe they cut ties. My thing is cut ties when you can. If you feel like he's not the guy, then
I forgot about our boy McKee. He can fight out with Kenny Pickett.
And I'm not mad at McKee. I liked his ball placement during preseason.
Yeah,
I wasn't mad at Tanner McKee. I was more interested to see more McKee than Mariota, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Now the other thing is this is what other people are talking about. That maybe the Steelers are trading for Justin Fields.
I mean, that will be a good follow-up.
But it's just weird. I mean, I'm just saying. Pop says, Gale, we are QB factory. Back up 1 year and how he trades. That's when I talk about Fields in a sense of, like, that's trade value. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like people want to trade for Fields. If he's sitting on our bench for a year – and just marinating, and he gets in maybe one game, and we pull a. Remember when we traded what's his name to Miami, backup quarterback, and we did it twice. We did it, Kevin Cobb.
Oh, I didn't realize we were going that far back.
And there was another one. Somebody old enough is gonna.
Yeah.
My brain didn't go dead. We traded to trade him to Miami. This is what you do.
You have one to Arizona.
No? Hmm? Cobb went to Arizona, yeah. But the other guy I'm talking about went to Miami. It would have been interesting. Mark asked, do you think it's
really?
Huh? Yes. See, Sports Kings knows. AJ Philly, we traded him for what, a second round pick, I believe. Yeah, AJ Philly. Mark asked, Do you think Pickett could be trade bait?
No. I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think he's here as the backup.
Eagles Philly says Russell Wilson was a free agent, so you didn't have to trade for anything. And the money that was being paid, you know.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah. He's still getting paid. So what were you saying, Primo, about
– No. Shit, to be honest with you, I can't
Oh, man. I think it's like people get I don't know, man.
All right, just... My bad. I remember now. I just need a minute. So was it really a trade, or was it like, you know, just Denver, you know, doing it to kind of like?
It wasn't a trade though.
He got released and then he just decided to go with them. Gotcha. Okay.
But he's also getting paid by Denver already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did Mike Tomlinson even have anything to do with it too? Because, you know, I mean, the guy definitely can encourage somebody to come and play with him.
It's weird because you know, it's just interesting that they cut bait real fast with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah,
they got tired of the gloves. They're like, It was interesting that he got drafted so high. You know,
yeah, I think that was a little bit surprising.
David says, "I'd rather have Howie get Pickett dirt cheap instead of investing a draft pick in a QB that won't play." Cough, cough. Tanner McKee. Now draft picks can be purely defense.
It's a good point. That's a good point, and you're getting them at a real solid number too.
So I'm thinking. I mean, I ended up watching some Devin White stuff.
Yeah.
He's
feeling that great about him against the run.
I mean, as a blitzer, definitely 4-4 shows up, speed shows up at times. He's a little inconsistent. Makes some splash plays. Bucks fans feel like, you know. Like they thank him for the Super Bowl and that those first couple years were like pretty amazing, but they feel like something was off the last couple years.
You think Fangio could potentially?
I think discipline, just more discipline.
Yeah.
Some people were worried about Todd Bowles he's a defensive minded, great defensive minded coach. Why would he sit him during the playoffs at times? So yeah. I mean, if there was some. Obviously, he was a little checked out. He wanted the contract. So we'll see. I mean, he's better than anything that we have right now.
That's the bottom line right there. The bottom line is that we were scraping the bottom of the barrel at linebacker, and we've improved.
My homies from that are Bills fans are like, tell me about Morrow, man. Did we get something good?
No.
I mean, you got a depth guy, you know, special team.
You got a warm body.
So I think – Does Howie make the move on Hassan?
He's got to, bro.
It's the icing on top.
That's the feeling you're getting?
I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm definitely all about the feeling. But, yeah, I mean, like, I'm sitting here patiently just waiting for that news to drop that, you know, we're going to go ahead and extend him. With that being done, it's like Evan said, man, that'll be the icing on the top.
Then you go in, to the draft after – signing Hassan Reddick, and think about your freedom of being able to draft. I mean, you're really just sitting there in the driver's seat. You're not picking for position. You're taking the best player available.
Exactly. And I mean, exactly, I got to say, man, that video that you ended up sending us about that Texas A&M kid, that's what I mean. Like just being able to sit back, relax, and pick somebody like that. That's the best thing about it. You don't really have to stay like so concentrated and focused. It's like Evan said, you know what I mean? You just go ahead and pick best person available at the time.
You know who got a release? The Cowboys just released Michael Gallup.
So sad.
So sad.
If I could be real with you, I think that DeVante Parker gets me as excited as the shell of Julio Jones, if I'm being real with you. I think DeVante Parker's better days are behind him. I think that's definitely something that we talk about going into training camp, wanting competition. I wouldn't mind bringing in another wide receiver here for competition.
Like Gallup? Are you saying Gallup?
I'm saying Gallup. I'm saying through the draft. I'm just saying another.
draft okay, but not Gallup. I don't need nobody running into fences here.
Let's see here.
David, I think the love request pretty much ran out. We gave him 5 years of love, and you know that was pushing. So, yeah.
Wow. Little reunion. Andre Dillard got released.
For a reason. You know, that's the, you know, you're just talking about bring depth.
To your face.
The fact that he got paid, and you know what I'm saying? He got mm-hmm. he did get paid. In a 2-year career with the Steelers, following six seasons at Pitt, Pickett went 14-10 in 24 starts and completed 62.6% of his attempts for 4,474 yards. He also threw 13 touchdown passes and 13 interceptions with gloves.
With both gloves on.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I think Eagle fans are a little, are you excited today? That sweat is coming back? Did I ask you about that, Brian?
I'm excited about it, man. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm a big sweat fan. I just got to go ahead and definitely reiterate that I was just a little worried of him fitting into Fangio's scheme, but they re-signed him. It's for a reason. I was wrong. I'm glad I was wrong. I'm all about Sweat being here. You know what I mean? I got love for him. So I'm excited about it.
Sports says how he took money from Sweat to give to Hassan. He pulled a Robin Hood.
Hey, listen, I'm pretty sure, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure Sweat is okay with it.
There's no way you can let Hassan move, man.
You can't, man. You can't. Especially with all these moves making, you can't.
If you're going to go all in.
Go all in.
Yeah.
Imagine
into the draft with this, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you go into the draft with a team I'm already feeling this confident about. Like,
go get defensive players. I feel like the offense is pretty stacked right now.
On a side note, I was just getting ready to text you a little bit just to let you know, like, yo, just send me all defensive players to be looking out in the draft, because that's all I'm focusing on. I don't even give a shit about anybody offense, to be honest with you. Like, yeah, this is probably going to be one of the first drafts in a long time that we could just pretty much sit back with our hands behind our heads. Like, all right, let's just ride this thing out.
Mark says, backup QB with a mullet, future Philly legend.
Chris Nady's in heaven.
I'm telling you, Kenny Pickett was a good dude. He was nice.
Yeah.
But then I was like, we all had Eagle stuff on. So I was like, does he think we're scouts or anything? Like, no, we're just fans, bro. I mean, you don't gotta be nice. But he was actually he mentioned that him and his dad went to an Eagles game, and he was just talking about, like, you know, he's like, oh, I love the Eagles since I was a kid. And I did find a photo of him when he was a kid. with his Eagles jersey on, so you know it's legit. He's not a fake fan. He didn't jump on, for clout or anything.
Yeah.
If I can find it.
Ronald's talking about needing another running back as far as positions we're looking at. I mean, I don't think he's wrong in the fact that Gainwell is ultimately at a ceiling a running back three.
I think we should draft a younger running back.
Yeah.
I mean, I
think that's a day three thing.
Look at this guy. He looks like Lil Evan. This is Kenny Pickett as a kid. So there's a spectrum here. There's him. He didn't jump on late, so he's fully locked in.
That's the same jersey?
Diehard mode. Diehard mode, yeah. No, he had a T.O. jersey. Real one.
It was a T.O. I thought it was 11 there for a minute. All right.
Imagine that, dude. You see Corey Clement on the timeline saying that he wants one more shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. I mean, how's he been? Right. The past few years.
Wasn't he a rapper at one point?
Yeah, he went down that
Yay Rock
path for a little bit.
Yay Rock.
Yeah.
Andrew says, hello boys, how are we? I think on a scale of 1 to 10, knowing that I got swept back, I'm about 8.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, you're not at 10 yet. 10 is when
give
you
me sign.
Yeah, give me a sign, and then we talk at 10.
Yeah.
I had shit to do, and then all of a sudden Howie wants to go trade for a quarterback. But yeah, I mean, a lot of moves have been happening. Prime, what do you think about Devin? Did you you're cool with that?
I'm definitely cool with Devin. You know, I mean, I think he's a great acquisition to the team. You know what I mean? I like the Super Bowl run. I went back and saw some of that video, and you know, of course, there's always going to be some negativity when you go ahead and trade somebody from, you know, the team that they were just on, coming from their fan base. But like, hey, listen, man, it's a fresh start for everybody. I think he'll be a good fit. And it's like you said earlier, bro. I mean, right now he's better than what we got, you know, no pun intended, but it's the truth. Like, you know, we need that boost, and we just got him by signing him. So I'm definitely up for one more though. I mean, give me one more linebacker and I think we're solid.
One thing we didn't talk about, Jake getting paid, did we?
No, I think it's funny how
I was waiting for you.
I think it's funny how the last time that Jake did get paid, it was a big to do. It was oh my god, we're spending all this money on a kicker. Well, now guess what? Jake just went out and signed a contract that ties him with Justin Tucker as the highest paid kicker in the league. I don't hear a peep from anybody because Jake lived up to that contract.
Hey, if I run into Jake, I'll ask him myself, how do you feel about signing that contract? And then I'll bring it to you guys live if I could.
Love that.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Jake is making that much money shows you what they think of him. I think everybody thinks the world of him. I think he shows up, man. Bringing up the roster real quick, just to show you where we're at here. Because Sports Kings, didn't we draft, then we get a 49ers running back. We have Tyron Prince, Davis Prince. The law office.
Lou Nichols,
Kenneth Gainwell, Saquon Barkley, and look, yeah. Kenny Pickett.
To be honest with you, that's pretty rough. Beyond where's Boston at?
Yeah, we can still bring him back. He's out in the streets. You know the Giants are looking at him.
Oh, right.
But look at the wide receiver position here. You know, we got Devontae Smith, Britton Covey, Shaquan Davis, Joseph Nada, Jacob Harris, you know, Austin Watkins Jr. Me and Chris Malley did an interview with him on our YouTube page. Obviously, we spoke that in existence. He's now on a roster, but he's also he's Sammy Watkins' cousin. But
Nada showed a little something last year during the preseason.
Yeah, he got injured as well. So anything stand out? What you're looking at? Any weaknesses that you're talking about on the offense?
It's that O-line, man. I still think that the O-line is the direction that Howie ends up falling into for the first round. Tyler Steen, I don't know how confident Stoutland is yet in him.
That's something to look at.
And also, you're looking at that tight end room. I was bringing that up to you guys earlier. Like, I think that's something that, beyond Dallas Goedert, who has gotten injured a little bit the past few years, like, do any of these guys coming in inspire confidence?
Tight ends? Your son, Grant Calcaterra, we'll see. I'd like to see more out of him. Albert O., they gave him a million-dollar deal, $725,000 guaranteed. Noah, the guy's been on the damn practice squad forever. I'm not really. I do think we should bring in another. Adrian says definitely another tight end in the draft. So I think that's where we're at. Chase is checking in. He says, "Go Birds."
Go Birds.
That is an amazing obby Chase has. Defensively. We're all talking about the defensive roster and some of the holes. Our new acquisitions, Bryce Huff in line. Devin White, look at him stepping right in. I mean, look what we have behind our linebackers here. Zach Bond, he's the inside-outside guy. Van Sumeren. We have Brandon Smith, Penn State alum. Look at that. All the Penn Staters on there. Look at the safety position. Mekhi Garner, Tristan McCollum.
That's and with Sidney Brown probably not going to be ready by season start. I mean, obviously we got Gardner Johnson back.
Okay, but so look at that. Now that just shows to me that's the next move. It's one of them. It's got to be someone. We saw Cameron Curl sign a 2-year deal.
What about the dude that was
13 million
that we ended up signing?
McKenzie. Not McKenzie. I'm sorry. I always get his name.
Isaiah Rogers?
Yeah, Isaiah Rogers. Yeah.
Where's he at?
Is he on there?
No, I don't see him on here.
Interesting. I don't know why they don't have him on there. But he's on there.
And they also have Chauncey listed as a nickelback.
Yeah, so he'll give you that versatility, but I think we still need a safety. Definitely need a safety.
Warren's asking about another Temple alum. My man, Sean Bradley.
He's out on the streets.
He is on the streets.
He said we'd like to come back. But
he was solid on special teams.
Are you saying that with Temple tone, or are you saying that just –
I mean, seeing all these acquisitions, that might be the key statement. I want to come back from quite a bit of people.
Yeah,
just throwing that out there.
Although I think that Chauncey had more buyers than Sean Bradley. No offense, Sean.
Adrian's trying to throw Reddick to the streets to get Surtain. My thing is, why would you want to trade Surtain? They need money, but not that bad. Yeah. AJ is, she said, yeah, sweaty.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
How much money is Denver eating for Russell Wilson this year?
Oh, God.
I think it was like 39.
They're in rebuild mode anyway, you know?
But then, what are you gonna? You have an edge rusher, in Hassan, and like what? He's almost 30.
Yeah.
Hassan is 29, right? Everyone keeps on saying he's like 30, 31. He's 29, correct?
I believe he's 29. Yes.
Yep.
They're saying a lot of people are saying he's going to be 30, which they are correct, but he's 29.
Don't be trying to age people.
September 22nd.
You know,
it's gonna be 30.
Talking about a Philly sports trip, shout out to them. If you guys are looking to book a trip and see the best show on turf in Brazil, the Birds take over Brazil. It's gonna be a dope trip. The first part of the trip is in Rio and then Sao Paulo. So
that's it's a hell of a way to start out for the new era of Eagles football.
So if you want to see the Eagles, that is more incentive. Be like, damn, I can't see this. I got to go to Brazil.
Get to those beaches.
Rio, 5-star beaches, 5-star hotels on the beach. That's where we're going to be. And then we're going to Sao Paulo. And then we're coming back home. Okay. And then we're going to tailgate. We're going to have a tailgate. The first tailgate of the year is going to be in Brazil.
That is pretty wild. But yeah, definitely book your trips now.
Now, a lot of people have asked the same question that Charles is saying, is Cunningham coming back? I'm not mad at it. I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah, it's better than Morrow coming back for sure.
Yeah, the linebacker course. Van Sumeren. For undrafted free agent, he's made his mark.
Right. Andrew talks about, do we still got money for Justin Simmons? We were talking about this earlier. You extend Hassan, you get some more money back.
If Howie pulled that off,
that would be. You want to talk about icing on the cake? That's icing at a cherry.
Well, you saw like I was mentioning Cameron Curl. A lot of people were asking for him, safety from Washington. We did sign a two-year deal that was like worth up to $13 million, which was I felt like reasonable. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if a younger guy like him got that. I mean, obviously he's not all pro or anything like Simmons. It's just interesting.
Let's dream. Let's hope and dream.
Well, this signing, we're hoping for it to happen soon. Usually things have been popping off as we go live.
You're just trying to drag it out right now. So this doesn't happen right this moment. Just
on a scale of 1 to 10, yes, sign coming is. Back. Hassan coming back, scale of 1 to 10.
How happy am I? Is that the question?
Were you? How confident it's going to happen?
How confident it's going to happen? I'm going to put myself in a 6.5.
I'm at a 7.
You're at a 7?
Yeah, I'm at a 7.
I'm at a 10. Yeah, well, yes. if we're going all in, that's the move to make.
I agree with you.
You just can't let you can't let the guy who on defense who gave you all that we asked for, did not complain.
Your brother's checking you right now. We're with you, Dwayne.
7.
Even Lil Lucky, he just said 8.
You had a 7? Yeah? He gave me a thumbs up.
Thumbs up, 7. You got number to go.
AJ's checking in on with Sean Bradley. I think AJ had a crush on Sean Bradley, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. I think so.
I think so.
But before we get out of here, I want to give a big shout out to Conshohocken Time Bakery again. 51 years on the earth here. This bakery has been kicking it. Shout out to CD and the family. Shout out to Bud Light for holding down all the tailgates. And shout out to Red Bull for giving us wings. I still have your case of Red Bull here.
I'll be ready for it next time I see
you. Yeah, he's definitely ready for it.
This guy.
I just had Korean barbecue the other night.
You said a flex?
I'm just saying that you're the one that introduced me to that, so I just wanted to thank you for bringing that into my life.
I don't know if your ears were ringing the other night.
Yeah.
But I was talking about you guys.
Were you?
I hope it was good stuff.
We were eating Indian food.
Mm.
And I said, I was like, yeah, I remember taking the guys to get some Korean. I was like, you think they can handle this Indian food?
I've had Indian before.
Have you? Look at this guy.
That one's more. Hey, you. What was the one you threw at me before? Ecuadorian food. I feel like Indian food is way more common than Ecuadorian.
Yo, Prime. You had Indian food?
No, I haven't had. I haven't.
Would you try Indian food?
I actually work. My coworker is Indian, and he wants to take me out. But I mean, I guess it's whoever beats me. You know, beats it to the punch. I'll try it.
It's chicken and rice.
As long as there's something that I can go ahead and fall back to, yeah, we're good.
And bread.
Can't never go wrong with
you,
bread.
You killed those loaves of bread out in L.A.
I would tear bread up. You know what I mean? If I was, you know, God is the reason why I tear some bread up. I'm just saying.
Bro, you love the naan. It's called naan. Love it.
Yeah.
See, AJ, samosas are the bomb. Bro, you can... That's the next spot we're going to. Okay. Mark says, life is too short. Try everything once. Ronald asked before we get out of here, how good is the cornerback that was suspended last year? Gives you special teams. He's a good returner. I think he gives you some inside-outside versatility. I think I like what I see.
Relating him to Maddox, how do you think? Do you think he could live up to Maddox's play? Considering he's officially on the streets,
I mean, I think he should give you more games than Maddox.
That wasn't really an answer to the question, but yeah.
I think
you think he could be a solid player.
I think he could be solid. I think I'm being hopeful.
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah.
Ronald says, "Is he Maddox?" I don't know if he is Maddox. I just think
is he more healthier? Maybe.
I think he's definitely going to give you more games than Maddox.
Yeah.
Pete Nathan's asking for Sri Lanka food now. Wait. If you're making it, Pete, we'll have it. But last word before we get out of here, we'll start with you, Brian. Last word.
Hey, listen, like I said the other night, you know, Howie's not done, and today goes to show, yesterday as well. And I just still don't think he's done. There's a couple big signings out there that we are hoping for and staying positive. I want to give a big shout out to my goddaughter, Niana. If you're watching, happy birthday, baby. She turns 13. We got another teenager in this world.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So
I'm going to be catching up with her. And then, you know, I'm not going to wait till Tuesday. I'm going to give a big shout out to my daughter who turns 23 this year.
Wow. Right? You guys doing? Everyone's like, you got a 23?
Yeah, there's bad birthdays going on this week. So, yeah, she wants to go out. She wants to go out this weekend to Cuba Libre, so we're going to go ahead and get a little bit of Spanish dancing up this weekend, and then we're going to take her out to a nice dinner on Sunday.
I like the enunciation, man.
Cool, you like that, right?
Yeah. You have to flex on
it. Hey, like did you guys just see? They just confirmed that Cowboys did release Gallup, but they also released Von, the linebacker, Von Esch.
Van Der Esch?
Van Der Esch? God, he's been on that team for years.
Yeah.
Imagine if he's like, hey, Howie, holla at your boy. Would you pick up Van Der Esch?
I mean,
it's a little definite. Cowboy stank. Cowboy stank.
Got Cowboy stank to it. But...
Yeah. All right. Last word, Ev.
Yeah. Really hoping that this Hassan thing ends up coming through. Howie needs to put the icing on top of this cake. Then you go get Justin Simmons. I think that my main focus right now, I just want to see what the Devontae Smith extension is going to look like, because I think it's definitely happening this offseason, and I think that we need to figure out what the cap number is going to look like after that signing. But, yeah, I hope everybody have a good weekend.
Mm.
Likewise.
Hey, hopefully the news gives us something good later on. Hassan Reddick. Ev's like, hey, I'm going on a date tonight. Don't call me. All right.
Gonna be occupado.
Okay. Hey, I'm eating dinner with the fam tonight. So, I mean, today's been a good day. Hopefully you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys soon. As always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Go Birds!